After a couple of false starts and negotiations that stretched over the weekend, California Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders in Sacramento have reached a state budget deal. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has Democratic and Republican reactions.
Governor Jerry Brown called the $125 billion general fund spending plan balanced and progressive. Senate Budget Chair Holly Mitchell agreed.
Wonderful, wonderful news in major investments in the areas of health care, K through 12 education, higher education,
as well as after school programs, social safety net programs, and services for immigrants. Republican Assemblyman Jay Obernolte had plenty of praise for the spending plan itself.
On the macroeconomic side, it's actually a pretty responsible budget.
He says spending is increasing in line with inflation and pointed to the inclusion of Republican priorities like higher payments for Medi-Cal providers and education incentives for welfare recipients. But he slammed a last-minute proposal to yank most tax collection duties away from the state's Board of Equalization.
It's unquestioned that reforms are needed. However, I think that we're going way too far in curtailing the power of the board because we are taking away, in addition to their other responsibilities, the fundamental responsibility to represent the taxpayers who elected them.
Democratic Senator Richard Roth, who helped craft the overhaul, says it's needed to straighten out a hot mess.
When you have evidence of a hostile work environment where employees underneath the elected board members feel intimidated, you have board members allegedly interfering and getting involved in the adjudication of tax cases and then hearing their appeal, the governor has to take action.
Most but not all of the bills that comprise the deal will come up for votes Thursday, the legislature's June 15th constitutional budget deadline. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.